Hello, everyone. I'm Champ Howard, and you're listening to The Gold Standard, a Minnesota Golden Gopher sports podcast brought to you by the Minnesota Daily. We're going to start off with some stories that came out for me this week. Student Seats is going to be coming to Minnesota later this year. Its premise is being made by college students for college students. Creators John Rotondo and Jared Waller created Student Seats in 2020 for college students to have a trustworthy website to find their tickets to college sporting events. Student Seats allows for free selling, as well as low buying fee that is fully returned if the ticket is never received. Student Seats is currently associated with 43 colleges, but it wouldn't be a surprise if they continue to pick up different colleges across the country. My next story is a follow-up to the men's gymnastics situation. If you haven't heard of it yet, the Minnesota men's gymnastics team was disbanded as a Division I program 3 years ago, and now has been kicked out of their home gym in Cook Hall, where the team spent the last 90 years. This story is covering their experience at the USA Gymnastics Congress and Trade Show, where Regent Mary Turner, who has been advocating for the student-athletes, made a vital appearance to show the whole board is not against them. She was even brought to tears after hearing one of the student-athletes' stories. A former Minnesota gymnast is quoted as saying he can't wear his Letterman jacket to even rake leaves. As of July 8th, there's been minimal contact with the board. However, newly appointed president Rebecca Cunningham is helping to set up a meeting between the team and the vice president of student affairs, Dr. Calvin Phillips. One of our writers, Andrew Cornelius, has a story out to cover some WNBA basketball. Caitlin Clark and the Fever came to town to play the Minnesota Lynx. The last time Clark appeared at Target Center, she won the Big Ten Championship before taking her team, the Iowa Hawkeyes, to the National Championship. Clark recently recorded the first ever triple-double as a rookie in WNBA history, while the Lynx are atop the Western Conference and third in the whole WNBA. However, the Fever were able to walk away with a win after outscoring the Lynx 28-14 in the fourth quarter. Andrew also wrote a story last week covering the return of women's basketball and their goals for this upcoming season. Of course, they want to build on their first 20-win season since 2018-19 and find their way to the NCAA tournament for the first time since 2018. While we're on the topic of women's basketball, former Gopher Rachel Banham came off the bench for the Connecticut Sun and hit 8 three-pointers, the most by any WNBA player off the bench. She finished the game with 24 points and was just 1 3 shy of the WNBA record. For the men's team, there's been a lot of team turnover, only returning 3 players that played meaningful minutes last season. Most recently, head coach Ben Johnson was able to bring in a Mid-American Conference, or MAC, co-defense player of the year, guard Tyler Cochran. He averaged 14 points, 6 rebounds, and nearly 2 steals per game for Toledo last season. Cochran also shot well from the field, shooting just under 50%. Andrew also wrote about some Gopher football and what their offense and defense will look like next season. Last season, the Gophers finished 5-7. The offense was ranked 122 out of 130 for the football subdivisions on offense. I'm very excited to see what top freshman recruit Coy Parrish can do at safety over the next few years. He is an electric athlete out of Esco, Minnesota. Our editor, Alex Kaworski, covered former Gopher and current Clipper Cam Christie being drafted just a few weeks ago. Christie made his summer league debut after being drafted 46 overall to the Clippers. He recently signed a 4-year contract worth $7.9 million, and he's the first Gopher drafted since 2020 when Daniel Turu was also drafted by the Clippers. Christie started in his first 2 summer league games for the Clippers, scoring 8 points in his first game, 6 in the second. The 18-year-old is playing right across town from his brother Max Christie, who recently re-signed with the Los Angeles Lakers. For Timberwolves basketball, former Illinois guard and rookie Terrence Shannon Jr. recorded 27 points in his first summer league game for the team and 19 in his second. Top 10 pick from Kentucky Rob Dillingham showed off his passing ability during his first 2 games with 5 assists in the first and 8 assists in game 2. His shooting numbers weren't quite there for the first game, going 2 of 12, but the second game he finished with 14 points on 5 of 14 shooting. It'll be interesting to see if an older guy like Shannon can make an instant impact on the Timberwolves team that was only a few wins away from making the NBA Finals, as well as Dillingham, who's a smaller guard that can learn a lot from Mike Conley on how to be a true point guard. As of the time of this recording, the Wolves moved to 2-0 in the Summer League. Getting back to the Olympics, Alex wrote about Suni Lee and her return to the Olympics. Lee was diagnosed with an incurable kidney disease, but performed fantastic at the Olympic trials being held at Target Center and earned her way back to the Olympics in Paris. I also wrote about a full team that features Simone Biles, Suni Lee, Jordan Chiles, Jade Carey, and Hesley Rivera making their way to Paris in a few weeks. The team will consist of 4 of the same gymnasts from the 2020 Tokyo Olympics, 16-year-old Hesley Rivera being the only first-timer. We also have a few Gophers participating in the Olympics. I wrote a story about Matt Wilkinson, who will be competing for the USA in track. We're also sending Devin Augustine from Trinidad and Tobago for track, Sarah Bacon for USA diving, Ari Miyabe with Japan's volleyball, Summer Schmidt for USA's Paralympic swimming, Bara Solovicic for Israel swimming, Ava Stewart in gymnastics for Canada, Eric Van Rooyen for South Africa's golf team, and Shane Wiskus for the USA gymnastics. The Twin Cities Pro-Am has come back to this summer to Minnehaha Academy. They're currently in week two. I've actually been out to watch Team Tyus last season, and I gotta say it's electric, led by Trey Jones and Tyus Jones, two Minnesotans and NBA players. Some other NBA players and former Gophers who will be participating, such as Daniel Turu, Jameson Battle, Parker Fox, Peyton Willis, Chet Holmgreen, Jalen Suggs, David Roddy, and Luka Garza. That's all we have time for today. Thank you for listening. This episode of The Gold Standard is written by Champ Howard and produced by Kaylee Sorovi. As always, feel free to send a message to our email inbox at podcasting@minnesotadaily.com with any questions, comments, or hot takes.